Morning, everyone. Today we will be thinking about growing into maturity.
今天我们的讲道主题是生命成长成熟。
When we're young, we want to grow bigger. We want to grow stronger. We want to grow up.
当我们年轻的时候，小时候，我们都希望成长。长大成熟，长大成人。
And as parents, we want our children to grow up into mature adults.
作为父母，我们也希望我们的孩子能够长大成熟，长大成人。
We want them to be strong, not just physically, but morally, mentally.
我们希望我们的孩子不但是身体健壮。而且心灵都健壮。
And God has the same concern for us spiritually and as we live for God in our society.
上帝对基督徒的心意，对他的儿女也是这样的心意。他希望我们在这个在与人生活的这个互动当中，彰显出他的荣耀。
Last month, we were thinking about rest.God's rest for believers.
上一次我们的讲到是主要是围绕圣徒在神里的安息。
God wants us to get adequate physical rest.
神希望我们在他里面身体得到休息。
We need one day each week of our normal work to rest andFocus, time to worship God and do other things.
上帝希望我们能够在一周分别一天来敬拜他，在他里面得到满足和休息。
So, true rest comes not just from resting physically,But it comes from knowing that God is in control.
真正的安息不但是身体的休息，也让我们知道神在掌权，在全地掌权。
That He's always with us to help us.
也让我们知道他时刻与我们同在，在引导我们，帮助我们。
And that's true both in good times and more difficult times.
不但是在我们顺境的时候，更是在我们身处逆境的时候。
I referred to the verse from Deuteronomy about, the eternal God is our resting place and underneath are the everlasting arms.
我也通过生命记告诉来阐述永生的神是你的居所。他永久的膀臂在你以下。
When we know God, we don't, and when we really trust Him,
当我们真的信靠神的时候
we don't need to be anxious and worried day by day,
我们会靠着他拿去我们心里的忧虑和一切的不确定的因素。
We can know peace,And joy, whatever is happening around us.
我们能够从我们身处的环境当中得到由神而来的喜乐和平安。
So today we will look again at the book of Hebrews.
所以今天我们再次来到希伯来书。
And see what it says about growing up to maturity.
来帮助我们一起来通过圣经帮助我们了解基督徒怎样在基督里成长成熟。
So, you would turn again to Hebrews chapter 4.
让我们一起来打开希伯来书第四章。
As you look for the passage, chapters 3 and 4 say a lot about, well, they give us warning about not drifting away from God or deliberately turning away from Him.
希伯来书三章和四章向我们发出警告，不要故意的离开神，不要背逆神。
And as God is saying, don't be careful that you don't just drift away. We then have these verses in chapter 4, verses 11 to 13.
神通过这段圣经告诉我们，我们不是会一下子就转离，我们是被慢慢的被罪迷惑就转离神。
So could we read together from chapter 4 verses 11 to 13?
让我们一起来读希伯来书四章11到13节。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
So God wants us to make every effort, work hard.
神在十一章告诉我们，我们必须竭尽全力，务必竭力进入那安息。
To become mature in the Christian life.
这就告诉我们，我们需要竭尽全力依靠神，在生命，在基督里生命成长成熟。
To be grown up Christians in the very best way.
让我们依靠神，在基督里学习他完全的样子。
So that we know the rest and peace that there is in Jesus.
我们知道真正的安息是在基督里。
So that we don't disobey God.
所以我们不会背逆神的旨意。
And are not lazy either physically or spiritually.
所以我们也不会在身体和属灵的事上懈怠懒惰。
This is something God wants us to keep on working on.
神希望我们靠着他竭尽全力。
And verse 12 tells us, the word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword.
十二节我们看到神的话比两刃的剑更锋利更快。
So, what is the word of God?
所以神的道是什么？
Well, one answer is the Bible.
当然我们知道神的道就是圣经。
We're not to read it quickly and rush on to our next job.
我们不会很飞快的在不停的事物当中来流转。
We need to ask God to speak into our heart and mind as we read God's word.
我们需要不停地去向神询问，让他通过圣灵向我们的心说话。
We need to take time to think about what the chapter says or the passage says to us each time we read it.
我们需要求神告诉我们，当我们每一次打开圣经阅读他的话语的时候，让我们知道 他想对我们说什么。
Ask, what is God saying to me as I read each passage?
当我们在读每一段圣经的时候，我们都要求神打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们知道神通过这段圣经要对我们所说的话。
But the word of God can also be when God speaks to us in our heart and mind.
但神的道也是他在对我们的心思意念说话。
God doesn't often talk to people in a voice that they can hear.
我们很少会发现神会直接用像人的声音一样对我们直接说话。
But he prompts us and gives us ideas so that we can know his direction.
但是他通过圣灵来感动我们，来光照我们，所以让我们通过神的话来让我们知道我们前进的方向。
He may give us an idea that we should do this or do that.
神通过神的话来感动我们，让我们知道我们该做什么，我们不该做什么。
That we should go and visit somebody.
神也通过圣灵感动我们，让我们有去探访别人的想法。
Or that we should do something in a different way.
神也通过圣言来感动我们，让我们知道我们不该像从前那样行事为人。
And of course, God will prompt us in our thinking that when He is telling us to stop doing something.
神也通过圣言告诉我们，让我们不再像从前那样，让我们停止像从前那样做不合他心意的事情。
So these promptings in our heart and mind are God's word to us.
当圣灵在我们的心思意念里运行，感动我们的时候，我们就知道是神通过他的灵在跟我们说话。
They are the word of God's Holy Spirit.Who dwells in us when we are as we are believers.
我们都知道作为重生得救的基督徒，神借着他的灵住在我们里面。
But remember, God will not prompt us to do things that are not true to the Bible.
但是我们一定要注意知道一件事情，神绝对不会通过圣言、圣灵感动我们做违背他心意的事情。
Verse 12 goes on to say,
十二节继续告诉我们，
God's word penetrates even to the dividing of, between soul and spirit.
神的道锋利到一个地步，甚至能刺入抛开我们的魂与灵。
And between joints and marrow.
甚至能刺入抛开我们的骨节与骨髓。
And it says, God's word judges the thoughts and the attitudes that we have.
甚至告诉我们我们心里的心思意念，我们的每一个想法都在神面前，他会带领我们审判我们。
Can you tell me the difference between soul and spirit?
有没有人能清晰地告诉我们魂与灵的区别是什么？
I tend to think they are two words with a very similar meaning.
我相信这两个字代表的是基本上是同一个意思。
And I certainly cannot tell you exactly what it means to divide between soul and spirit.
我不得不诚实地告诉你们，我没有办法告诉你们什么叫魂与灵的分别，分开。
The fact is that we can't explain how we think about different things and how we feel about different things and how our body and our mind responds to those things.
我们甚至连我们自己都不知道我们是如何感知事情，我们是如何去做，我们的身体的这个功能是如何去行动，我们是无法解释。
But God knows all the details of how we are made, not just physically, of course, but in our minds, in our hearts, in our whole life and well-being.
但是那创造我们的神他对我们的所有的细节他都透支他都无所不知他知道我们的心思意念。
And so God and God's word can, direct us in ways that we may not be able to explain or understand.
所以创造我们的神和圣灵他们会带领我们进入一个方向连我们自己都无法解释的时候我们就是甘心的来顺从他们。
I assume that we've all cut our fingers with a knife sometimes.
我相信我们都在某些时候会意外的用 被刀划破我们的手指。
In my experience, if the knife is sharper,You don't immediately feel it as much as when you use a blunt knife.
我的经验是，如果一把刀够锋利，当它刺破你的手指皮肤的时候，在当时你是根本感觉不到的。
But it can cut very deep.
但是这把刀能刺得很深。
And that's a picture of the way God can work in our lives as we submit to Him.
这给我们一个图画，就让我们看到，当我们真的甘心顺服神的时候，他的道是怎么样在我们的心里运行。
As we seek to know HimGod speaking to us in our lives.
当我们真的专心去寻求神他如何通过他的道对我们的心说话。
God can show us more and more of what needs to be changed and done in our life.
我们发现神就会通过他的话改变我们的心思意念让我们知道我们的生命应该做出怎样的改变。
So we need to ask God to show us what we need to work on, what we need to change.
所以我们真的需要来到神的面前献上祷告专心寻求他的指引让我们知道我们的生命在哪些地方我们真的需要被神来改变。
We need to ask GodTo show us our wrong attitudes and ways of thinking and our desires.
我们真的需要让神光照，让我们知道我们在哪些地方我们的心思意念是如此的悖逆，如此的充满邪情私欲。
And of course, ask Him, ask the Holy Spirit to change us as He shows us.
我们真的需要求依靠圣灵，求圣灵来改变我们，光照我们。
And that's the way we will grow to maturity.
只有在寻求神不断的改变的过程中我们的生命才会不断的成长走向成熟。
So that we will be more like Jesus.
只有在改变的过程中被圣灵不断的更新的过程中我们才越来越活像基督。
And then verse 13, which we read,tells us nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.
十三节告诉我们被造受造物没有一样是在神面前能够隐藏得住。
Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of God.
这世上所有的受造物没有一样在他面前不是赤裸敞开。
To whom we will give
所以我们都需要在创造主上帝面前，我们要向他负责。
God wants us to be changed in this life, so that in the next life, and at the day of judgment, we can stand before Him and be accepted.
神的心意是，当我们接受他为我们生命的救主和主的时候，我们就不断的被他改变。当主再来的时候，我们真的能够在主面前站立得稳。
We need to recognize that all of us like to try and hide things that haven't been changed. But God knows we are.
所以我们知道，如果我们愚蠢地认为我们自己可以在神面前隐藏一些事情是神不知道的，当主再来的时候，他一切都会赤露敞开。
So let's be open to being changed now.
所以我们不要在那里迟迟的抵挡，不想改变，让神来改变我们。
Now the end of Hebrews chapter 4, and into chapter 5, returns to teaching about Jesus as our high priest.
从第四章的最后一段到第五章的开始，我们看到作者又回到耶稣是 超越人间的大祭司这个主题上。
But verse 11 of chapter 5 begins a new section that I'd like us to read together.
Just 11 or?
Chapter 5 verses 11 to 14.
但是在五章的最后一段11到14节，这是我们今天想宣讲的重点，让我们一起来读这段经文。希伯来书五章11到14节，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练就能分辨好歹了。
So it starts off sayingThere's a lot I want to tell you, but it's hard because you're so slow in learning.
圣灵感动作者告诉他的对告诉听众，他们有好些话想告诉听众，但是他们没办法听懂，他们也听不进去。
In other words, they were not yet.Mature.
因为这些听众，作者知道他们没有熟练到一个地步能够听懂他的话。
Not yet grown in the knowledge of God.
他们没有他们的属灵语是不成熟的，所以他们对神的话他们没有办法用信心去调和。
It would be embarrassing if people talk to us like.
如果有人这样告诉我，我们会非常的尴尬和不好受。
You still need somebody to teach you when you should be able to teach other people.
当一个人告诉我，你长到现在应该按照理论上应该可以去教导别人了，但是实际上你还需要别人来教导你。
You're like little children still needing meats.Sorry, still needing milk.
你还像一个孩子一样，长这么大还需要喝奶。
When you should be growing up so you can eat solid food.
但是按照你的年纪应该可以吃干粮了，但是还在吃奶，其实应该可以吃干粮。
Anyone still living on milk is an infant.
如果在座还有各位还在喝婴儿奶，那他还是个婴儿。
And solid food is necessary for mature people.
只有长大成人，成熟的人，他们才能吃干粮，他们也必须吃干粮。
So in the same way, we as Christians need to be mature by constantly training ourselves, in the knowledge and the service of God.
所以作为基督徒，同样的道理，我们也需要不断地在神的话语里操练我们自己，不断地成长。
And it says that the sign of being an adult, that is a mature Christian, is that we distinguish between good and evil.
一个基督徒成熟的标志就在于他能够分辨好歹，他能够熟悉仁义的道理，他知道什么该做，什么不该做。
So we live in a right and righteous way of life.
我们应该是有真理的仁义在我们的心里指导我们。
So once again, we can summarize by asking ourselves these questions.
最后我们可以做个总结。
Are we listening to God's word?
我们真的用心去领受神的话语吗？
Do we know the Bible more and more?
我们每天都在神的话语不断的成长吗？
Is our life continuing to change to be more like Jesus?
我们自己的生命每天都在不断的被更新吗？不断的在活像基督。
Let's make sure that we don't just become satisfied and live at the same level instead of keeping on growing.
我们千万不要满足，我们信了主这么多年，我们的生命还是在同一个层次上打转，而从来没有突破，没有改变。
Now I'd like us to read one last main section, which is from chapter 6, verses 1-3.
经文就是六章一到三节，让我们一起开声。所以我们一离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑信靠神各样洗礼按手之礼使人复活以及永远审判各等教训，神若许我们，我们必如此行。 Amen.
Did you notice what are the elementary or fundamental things that we should know as a Christian?
弟兄姐妹，我们扪心自问，我们真知不知道作为基督徒基督信仰最基本的真理我们都知道吗？
The first one,
第一个
is repentance from dead works.
就是懊悔死刑，就是从罪里悔改，我们应该知道。
In other words, our old way of life and our sinful acts.
也就是说我们需要从我们过去的现在罪里的生活里回转，回归向神。
And the second one, having repented from dead works, is trusting in God.
然后第二个最基本的真理就是我们悔改之后，我们专心信靠神。
And the next one there is baptism.
然后下一个基本的真理是洗礼。
Which is the demonstration of our repentance and trust in God.
洗礼再次代表了我们向我们的罪死，向神活。
The fourth one is laying on of hands.
接下来是按手之礼。
Which probably refers to praying for and blessing those who have believed and are being baptized.
按手，刚刚看到，我们应该有敬虔的祷告的生活，为别人代祷的生活。
And also praying for and blessing those we appoint to leadership.
也为那一些做教会领袖的祷告。
And the fifth one is the resurrection of the dead and the eternal judgment.
一个基本的要真理就是让我们知道死里复活以及永远的审判。
I trust you understand these five basic parts of the Christian life.
我们相信我们在座的各位基督徒都应该对这五点心知肚明，应该有很好的掌握和理解。
But the passage is saying there's more to learn than this.
但是这段经文告诉我们，有太多太多我们需要去知道的，不仅仅是这几样最基本的真理。
These are the foundation things.
这些只是我们成为基督徒当初的时候我们所立下的最基本的根基。
And when you build the foundations for a building, what comes next?
当你为一个建筑打好根基之后，下面发生什么事情？
You build on top of that the housing or whatever it is you're building.
你将会在这个根基上建造房屋。
These five things are very important.
这五个基本的真理是非常重要的真理。
But there's so much more to learn in the Bible and in following and obeying God.
但是作为基督徒，我们要成长成熟，有太多的我们需要去理解，去操练。
We need to remember that knowledge is not the real answer of what we need.
大家知道，光拥有知识不真的是我们的答案。
But as we get the knowledge, we need to be transformed day by day.
我们拥有主灵的知识，是为了让我们的生命在圣灵里被每天都在更新。
So, another thing we can ask ourselves today is, are we moving on and growing up, growing stronger in the Christian life?
所以今天我们离去之后也可以问自己一个问题，我们正在每天的与神同行的生活中，我们正在不断的成长，不断的向上，不断的认识什么？
I grew up here in Whangarei.
我是在光顾烈这个土地上成长长大的。
I went to the primary school just down the road over here.
我从上小学就是在这条路上。
That's 75 years ago.
75年前我上小学，那是我上小学的时候。
And every day,My home was down that end of town.
我的家在路的另一边。
And every day I would walk with a couple of friends all the way up Bank Street to the school.
所以每天我都会和几个小伙伴一起走路走到 Bank Street 上面的小学。
And as we came up the hill at the bottom of Bank Street, there was a big patch of land which was open, no building on it.
Street 往上走的时候，有一片很大的土，上面没有建筑。
And occasionally, as we went to school or went home again, we would climb up onto that piece of land. And there were some foundations in the ground.
有时候我和我的小伙伴，我们放学或者去上学的时候，我们会有意的跑到那片土地上，我们爬下去看，因为那片土地上有一个立了一片很大的根基，很大的地基。
And we were only small boys, so occasionally we got some courage and climbed down into the rooms under the surface of the dirt.
但是我还是个小孩子，所以我们需要点勇气，我们爬到，我们走下那个地基，下面还有些房子在地基下面。
Today, that's where the courthouse is.
所以今天在那片地基上的建筑就是现在的法院。
Do you know where the courthouse is?
大家知道法院在哪里？就是那个 roundabout 旁边。
But in those days, it was just a few concrete pillars under the ground and a few rooms dug out.
但是在75年前，就是一片荒芜，只有几根钢筋水泥的地基在那里。
And it had been like that for many years.
在他那个样子保存了很多年。
Now today there's a nice building there on that land.
今天我们所看到地基上的建筑是之后才被建立起来的。
But when I was small, it was just a wasted piece of land.
但是在75年前，那里真的是一片荒地。
And this passage says,
所以这段经文也告诉我们同样的道理。
That we need to make sure that we have both the foundation,
我们需要大根基作为基督徒。
And that we keep building on the foundation so we are a complete big building.
那同时我们也需要不断的成长，迈向成熟。
God is not pleased when we remain like an empty piece of ground with a few rooms of dirt and mess under the surface.
这是一件不会讨神喜悦的事情。如果一个基督徒他只满足于受洗，成为基督徒，他从来不想成长成熟。这不是一件讨神喜悦的事情。
So again, we need to think, am I a mature believer? Do I have a nice, are we building a building that will honor God?
所以我们真的需要扪心自问。作为基督徒，我们真的是依靠神，我们在建造我们的神。
Or are we just a grubby piece of land with some grass and rubbish and a few messy rooms underneath?
或者我们的生命就像一片毫无生气的一片荒地，一片地基一样，上面什么都没有，只有一些钢筋混凝土。
Now.After those verses which we've read, there are a couple of other paragraphs warning us to make sure we keep going on in the Christian life.
在六章三节以下的经文，其实在不断的警告我们，不要偏离神的道，要不断的依靠神，不断的成长。
And that we don't just have.The messy foundations.
不要满足于我们一片荒芜的土地。
So to close out time on this message, could we read from verse 11 and verse 12?
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
That's chapter 5.
Chapter 6 or 4?
11 and 12.
11 and 12, okay.让我们再读，让我们这会总结我们的第五章十一到十二节。 论到麦基喜德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Lord, we pray that we will all be committed to growing to maturity in Jesus.
神啊，求你帮助我，让我们都能够有个心智，在基督里，我们竭力成长，迈向成熟。
May we persevere in following Jesus.
神啊，求你赐给我们坚持守忍耐的心。
May we not be lazy, but be patient in serving you.
神啊，让我们在属灵上不要懒惰，让我们在属灵上要刚强，要依靠你。
And may we continue to become a complete and strong building for you.
神啊，让我们依靠你，我们建造我们生命的大厦。
Lord, please help us to grow to maturity and honor you every day.
神啊，让我们在每一天跟随你的过程中，求你帮助我们不断的成长，生命改变。
Thank you for your word, the Bible.
神啊，感谢你将你的圣言赐给我们。
And your word spoken into our hearts and minds.
感谢你通过你的道在向我们心里说话。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.